This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's go!
Now it's the Mercedes in the Morning pre-show. Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is finally Friday. It is June 11th. And thank you guys for getting up early, kicking off the weekend with us. We love it. Thank you for checking in at 702-364-9400. Rick, Diana, Sarah, Turtle, Boople. We have Buckeye Bob, Jim in Michigan, Lance, Roy, Perla, Jeremiah, Carl, Melissa, Francis, Maria, Marcus. Tim is listening this morning. Looks like on Twitter we have some check-ins. We've got Mike checking in. Martin, Don is listening. We have Amber, Nick all checking in. Thank you for that. And waking up very happy this morning in Las Vegas if you are a Golden Knights fan. That is for sure.
What a night. What a game last night. Who can stop that team? No one.
It was looking kind of scary there for a little while, but I don't think we gave up on them, and yeah, they certainly did not give up on themselves, which was amazing. And it was so great to see them get that big win last night to clinch the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. So next up, the Canadiens. So we'll see how that goes. But right now, let's just bask in this glory. This is so wonderful.
Enjoy it until Monday night. Yeah, we have time to enjoy the victory from last night. It was a big victory last night. And so, yeah, the first game will be Monday night at T-Mobile Arena. So that'll be exciting. But, yeah, just enjoy the victory for a couple of days.
They did such a great job. And if you really want to see the game in person, the tickets go on sale this morning, I believe, at 9 a.m. So you definitely want to grab some of those if you're able to. And the atmosphere, I can't even believe. We were over at the big Unstoppable weekend kickoff at the Virgin Hotel and Casino last night. So we were hanging out and we were watching the beginning of the game. And oh man, people were glued to it. We were celebrating, and it was great to have that big concert afterwards as like a big celebration.
Yeah. Did you guys stay for the concert for Christina?
No.
Yeah, hockey game.
I'm sure it was.
Yeah, you carry the energy over. And Richard Branson was there. Sir Richard Branson was there last night. And I missed it because I went to the bathroom and I come back and he had arrived. And he was looking, he had some nice clothing on last night, did he not?
Some nice clothing?
Was he wearing a jersey when he walked in?
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was like, wait, what, did I miss something? Yeah, he was wearing a Golden Knights jersey because he was over at the arena. So that was really cool. But how are you doing this morning?
I'm good. Just kind of riding off of last night's high because it was a blast being there last night at the Virgin Hotel and the grand opening weekend celebration happening, all kinds of concert. There's boxing tomorrow night, nonstop action over there. So that was a lot of fun. And I got home last night and I wanted to get a workout in. So I did a run last night and then got back from my run and just watched the hockey game, and just kind of that adrenaline is still carrying over from last night and today, so I'm feeling good.
Yeah, it definitely was an action-packed day, and weekend is ahead of us, so hopefully some great things happening this weekend. We were driving home last night. We just saw that plume of smoke coming from Mount Potosi, a big fire. And at first I was like, wow, what a weird cloud. And I'm like, wait, that's not a cloud. That is definitely a fire happening. It was before things were reported. My husband was like, no, I think it's a cloud. I'm like, no, look, you can just tell it's coming from somewhere. So that hopefully they get that under control. And we have quite the show for you guys this morning. So it is Friday, and we have more Mix 94.1's cash codes for you. $1,000 every hour. Your chance at that. That starts in the 7 o'clock hour. We're going to give away more tickets to see the Las Vegas Lights Football Club in the 6 o'clock hour with Heads Up. We've got more of those tickets to see Fitz and the Tantrums with Heads Up in the 8 o'clock hour. And we got this email yesterday telling us we have tickets to see Justin Bieber. Big announcement yesterday. He's going to be doing a really intimate, cool show over at the Encore Theater in the Wynn on July 9th. Those tickets, they go on sale this morning at 10 a.m. So you will win them before you can buy them. You're not going to be able to see Justin Bieber in a venue like this. It's going to be arenas and big stadiums for him, but this is going to be amazing.
And I think we're all kind of surprised when that press release came out yesterday. I had to do a double take on, like, wait, what, where, huh? And yeah, I mean, tickets start at $150, but we have yours this morning. That's going to be a great show. It's going to be such a great setting, too.
You just want to listen for Justin to sing about his baby in the 9 o'clock hour. When you hear Justin sing about his baby, be caller 20, and you will win those tickets. So let's get things going here. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Barely Breathing by Duncan Sheik?
Oh, I did not.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't update. Okay, I'm sorry. Here. Do you want to hear I Believe by Blessed Union of Souls?
I believe that love is the answer. I believe.
Do you want to hear Arms Wide Open by Creed? Do you want to hear Party Rock Anthem by LMFAO? Those are your choices. Easy to vote. All you got to do is text us at 702-364-9400. You can vote on our Facebook page, or you can tweet us at Mercedes in the AM. We are going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
We never gossip.
Or would we?
Let's go.
Time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
Ariana Grande has been busy. So she got married last month. And now Trend Mood, which is a beauty news Instagram account, says Ariana Grande has filed a trademark for a line of makeup, skin, and hair products. And the name is kind of the best part here. Allegedly, her beauty brand will be called God is a Woman, which is titled after her 2018 song.
Well, that couldn't be a better fit. I think people just love everything that she does. And when it comes to her face, is flawless. So that's a good idea.
Yeah, right there on the mark. So you know a relationship is getting serious when the boyfriend starts to hang out with mom. Ben Affleck was spotted with J-Lo's mom at Wynn. So Ben is in town filming a project, and obviously the two have a history and a relationship because he was engaged to Jennifer Lopez, but I guess J-Lo's mom is a big gambler. She once won $2.4 million at an Atlantic City casino.
I remember talking about that. She loves to gamble. She's here a lot gambling.
And is that something, because you said you're Matt and your mom have a good relationship and they'll go out and do stuff. Do they ever go gambling together when she's in town?
He takes her. He sits and watches her play, or he'll give her advice on what to do, but yeah, he definitely... She loves to go.
Now, this is something kind of interesting. So Jennifer Lopez has a home in L.A., and apparently there has been nonstop fake 911 calls to her house. Little things like noise complaints, music complaints, and the police are constantly going over to J-Lo's house, and it's now becoming an issue because all these calls are fake, but when they get a call, they respond to it. So it's a thing that they're working on, and apparently her security team is involved trying to figure out who is making all these fake 911 calls to her house in L.A.
People are just mean. They do that to celebrities all the time. And sometimes the cops will show up with their guns drawn and like it's a whole ordeal. So that's just rude.
Yeah, the whole swatting thing too is they say something really, really bad is going on and they literally send everyone over there. And it's a false alarm. So the big album out today is Jordy from Maroon 5. This is their 7th album. And the album title is a tribute to their manager, Jordan Feldstein, who died in 2017. And the album features Stevie Nicks, Megan Thee Stallion. The deluxe version has a track with Jason Derulo. So the singles we know so far are this one, Beautiful Mistakes.
Beautiful mistakes I make inside my head.
She's naked. Memories is on that album.
Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish
wishing we're here, but you're not, cause the dreams bring back all the memories.
But here's one we have yet to hear. It's called Remedy, and it's with Stevie Nicks. So here is that one. That's a good sound. That's Stevie Nicks. That voice is just so recognizable. By the way, if you like Maroon 5, they will be performing live on the Today Show later on this morning. And we'll have more dirt coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. Here is Pink. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning, show number
1429.
And now, here's your hosts, Mercedes and JC.
Good morning and welcome to the show. Here we are on Friday, June 11th, 6 o'clock. Thank you guys for joining us, and it is a beautiful day. It is a beautiful day if you're a Golden Knights fan. I know we just talked about it last hour, and we're going to talk about it again probably a few times this morning. But whoever watched that game last night, that was so much fun. And we're actually going to talk more about it and what's trending. After that, I had a hard time falling asleep last night. I just had, like, the adrenaline was pumping, and everyone in my house was so excited, and we all had our spots. Like, we, you know, I had to sit in a certain spot, and my daughter had to sit in a certain spot, and we were just very superstitious about the whole thing.
Yeah, well, it works. So thank you for doing that.
Yeah, you know, it was all us. Yeah, just like it was the person who wore his socks, and yeah, it had nothing to do with the actual players, right?
But you feel really good when you're in the right spot and things go your way, because we were at the Virgin Hotel last night, the big Unstoppable weekend celebration. It kicked off last night, Christina Aguilera in concert. It's going to be a huge weekend over there, and we were there last night when the game started, and you can feel the energy inside the hotel, people watching the game and everything. And so we wrapped up at 7. Did you guys just go? You boom, beeline home to get your spots last night?
Yeah, we were literally walking right behind you out of the hotel. So yeah, we left right when you left, and we just sped home and watched the rest of the game. And yeah, like I said, when it was over, it was one of those things where it's just like, I can't sleep now. Oh my gosh. This, you know, just had that adrenaline rush, but it was so fun to watch. And so, yeah, this weekend, it's going to be weird. No hockey to watch. They don't play again until Monday, and we've got more details on that. But yeah, looking forward to the weekend. A lot of my friends are out of town for a bachelorette party, so I was kind of bummed about that. But, you know, it'll be nice to just sit down and relax a little this weekend.
Oh, just on one of those weekends where we just unwind and decompress before you start the work week up again. Is a friend of yours obviously getting married? Were you invited to the bachelorette party?
No,
or?
she's not my friend. They're all friends with her, and I'm not friends with her. I just recently met her, as a matter of fact. She's super sweet, and I'm so happy for her. But yeah, I didn't know her well enough so that I would be. They've been planning this forever, so they're all out of town. But I'm actually watching on Instagram and seeing all their stories, and they are having so much fun. I'm just like, oh my gosh, I definitely could not have handled the party weekend that they're having. And yesterday was just night one. It goes on for 3 more days. So I'm just like, nope, not for me.
I got a buddy of mine who's getting married in August in Mexico, and we're going to the wedding, and he's been a close friend since 1995, and his bachelor party is happening in July, and it's a destination bachelor party. And I'm like, I don't have gas in the tank to do 3 or 4 days of, like, partying. I'm like, I'm good for that one night out. But if we carry it over to the next day, and these guys can go, you know, if it's 3 days of nonstop celebrating, I'm like, ah, I don't want to be the one like, hey, I'll be back up in the hotel room, just taking a nap. You guys go have fun. So I'm like, you know what? I'm in for the wedding. Maybe we'll do something here in town for people that can't make the out-of-town bachelor party. But those 3 or 4 days, man, those are tough.
Yeah, that's not something that I'm super interested in being a part of, but I like watching it. It's fun to see what's going on and stuff. And it's one of those bachelorette parties that it's very, like, the bride, she's, like, so aesthetic. She's got a whole aesthetic, and everything looks perfect, and even her Instagram stories, everything is perfect, and she uses the perfect sticker, and everything is color coordinated. I'm like, oh, this is just beautiful to look at. I just love it.
There were some influencers there last night at the Virgin Hotel, and watching them have their pictures taken, and they've got their poses down, their looks down, their stances down. They got everything dialed in when it comes to getting that perfect photo so quickly, too.
Yeah, for sure. I saw quite a few of them last night.
The influencer hat was floating around last night. And what a blast it was last night. Christina Aguilera was in concert and just nonstop action over there all week long at the Virgin Hotel. Let's talk about today's show because we have some great prizes for you guys, including tickets to go see Fits in the Tantrums. They're coming up here in the 8 o'clock hour, around 8:25, when you win heads up. Las Vegas Lights, they got a soccer game tonight. And we have a four-pack of tickets for you coming up in just about 15 minutes. And did you hear the big announcement? Justin Bieber in concert, Encore Theater on July 9th. Tickets go on sale this morning at 10 a.m., but we have yours in the 9 o'clock hour. Just be listening for Bieber to call for his baby. Be listening for this sounder in the 9 o'clock hour. And when you hear it, be caller 20, and you'll be the first person to get tickets to go see Justin Bieber when he comes to town in July. And then up next, we do have What's Trending. What do you got for us?
Well, surprise, we're going to talk hockey and last night's game. What a game. That is on the way. What's Trending? Also, new music from Lorde came out. As promised, we have that for you. And why is Starbucks out of a bunch of stuff? We're going to talk about all that coming up next in What's Trending.
Las Vegas Lights Football Club, they got a game tonight against San Antonio. You will be there. Four-pack of tickets for you coming up right after What's Trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's Trending. Woo! On Mix 94.1.
Well, Vegas-born is trending this morning. The Golden Knights are marching on. They won four straight over the President's Trophy winning Colorado Avalanche 6-3. After falling behind 2-0 in the series, and they are the fourth team in NHL history to win a best-of-seven series against the league's top-seeded club after dropping the first two games.
Wow.
Who wants to hear the final call?
I do.
You want to hear it?
Yeah, let's hear it. Here we go.
It will be the Vegas Golden Knights and the Montreal Canadiens in round three.
Listen to that crowd.
Okay, I'm not trying to be like a poor sport or anything here, but can we just all agree that those announcers were so pro-Colorado? It was so obvious they wanted Colorado to win. They would focus on them for like, oh, look at Colorado. It's like, we just won. Like, what? Stop it. Focus on the winners.
Do you feel there wasn't enough energy in the call last night?
It will be the Vegas Golden Knights and the Montreal Canadiens in round three.
No excitement. I don't know. Maybe it was just me. I felt like the whole series, you could just tell they were all about Colorado winning. And so, too bad for them. Well, Alex Pietrangelo, he scored his first goal of the postseason to break a tie late in the second period. Nick Holden, William Karlsson, Keegan Kolesar, William Carrier, and Max Pacioretty, they also scored for Vegas. And the team is now going to face, as you just heard, the Montreal Canadiens. The Golden Knights are in the NHL's Final Four for the third time in the franchise's 4 years. Game one is Monday night at the T-Mobile Arena at 6 p.m. And tickets go on sale this morning if you want to go check out the game.
And there have been some changes in the sports book over the past few days. Golden Knights now favored to win the Stanley Cup.
This is pretty great news, but I don't want to put too much stock into that because they were not favored to win that series. So I'm just not even paying attention to that stuff.
Yeah, the Las Vegas Americans are going to take it to the Montreal Canadiens on Monday night. It's going to be good.
Also trending this morning is Justin Bieber. We talked about this earlier. He is coming to Las Vegas. This was kind of a surprise to all of us. He's doing a one-time only performance at Wynn Las Vegas' Encore Theater on July 9th. This is a rare chance to see him in a more intimate venue than the usual stadiums and arenas he performs in. Tickets for the show go on sale this morning at 10 a.m. on Ticketmaster.com, or you can listen in the 9 o'clock hour. We have a pair to give away. All you want to do is listen for him to call out for his baby and be caller 20, and you're going to win the tickets before you can even buy him, so that is very cool.
It's just an intimate concert. This is going to be, came out of nowhere, and this is a little sounder you'll be listening for in the 9 o'clock hour.
Has to be in the 9 o'clock hour, so don't call now.
No. Yeah, 9 to 10. Win those tickets. That's going to be a great show.
Yes. Also trending this morning is Lorde. As promised, she released new music. This is the first music she has released in years, and it came out last night. It's called Solar Power. Ready to take a listen?
Yes.
The new Lorde. This is Solar Power.
Forget all of the tears that you've cried. It's over.
think?
I like it. I need to hear it a couple more times. I watched the video, so the first time I heard it was watching the video and Sabichi vibed, which is on the beach with her friends dancing around and everything. I need to hear it a couple more times. At one point, it does kick in. It picks up a little bit more,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, the song came out temporarily yesterday on streaming services, and then it was yanked. It sounds like someone posted it a little too early, so that's what happened with that. The song also features Phoebe Bridgers and Jack Antonoff, so new music from Lorde. Also trending this morning is Starbucks. I know a lot of you are probably going to stop by there today to get your morning jolt, but lately some Starbucks customers have not been able to order their favorite drinks, leading them to believe that they may have been discontinued. But the truth is that a company-wide shortage has made it difficult for the company to fill the orders. You might recall back in April there was that shortage of oat milk, and then the newly introduced honey oat milk latte that was really hard to find. Well, here is the current list of the shorted drinks. We have the chai latte, the strawberry acai refresher, mango dragon fruit refresher, white chocolate mocha, cinnamon dolce, kiwi star fruit refresher, and dark roast coffee. Those are all on the list of things that just aren't available right now. But there's still more. Also, reports are that Starbucks has a temporary hold on 25 other items, including chai tea bags, hazelnut syrup, toffee nut syrup, green iced tea, and others. No explanation about what's going on, but we will definitely keep you posted, and that is what's trending.
All right, here we go. Caller 20, 702-364-9400. You're caller 20. You get to play Heads Up. We got a fun prize for you.
Yeah, we're giving you a pair of tickets to go check out the Las Vegas Lights. This is going to be fun tonight. They're playing at Cashman Field, a great night for the whole family. We have a four-pack of tickets right now. You just have to get six answers in 60 seconds in our final category this week, which is Hello Moto. You do get to pick your partner, and if you get six in 60 seconds, you win. Easy as that. Caller 20, you're playing right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Sasha, you're caller 20. Ready to play Heads Up?
I'm ready.
All right. I love your energy. All right. These are tickets for the Las Vegas Lights, a four-pack of tickets for the game tonight. This is your category. It's Hello Moto. Trial Technology Day was Monday. So these are all just different types of technology. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. You can do this. Who do you want to pick as your partner this morning?
Let's go with JC.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, Sasha. Hold on 1 second. I lost my categories. I had to get them here. Okay. Here we go, Sasha. We got 60 seconds on the clock. You get six correct, and you'll get the tickets to go check out the Las Vegas Lights Football Club tonight. Talking about a four-pack of tickets. You all set?
I'm set.
All right, we start now. After record players and before CDs, you listen to music on these.
Eight tracks.
After eight track, put
cassette?
It in. Yes, correct. This is all the rage. Everyone uses this to cook right now. It's a very healthy way to cook.
An air fryer?
Yes. This is how you would watch movies before a DVD player.
Oh my goodness. On a VHR. Yeah. Or VHS, yeah.
Judges, no, no. You're so close.
What did you just say?
VCR?
Yes. Okay, so Apple is an IBM. They make these. You jump on these and check your email. You go online.
A computer, a laptop, a Mac.
Computer is correct. Yes. If you have something, if you have that vinyl piece of thing, you put it on this to play it and listen to music.
10 seconds.
A record player?
Yes. And this thing cooks your food really fast in your kitchen.
A microwave.
Woo! Yeah!
Woo! Oh, my goodness. Of time! Nice. You got it! Nice job! Congratulations! That was tough, but you did it! No worries!
Yeah, Sasha, we got 60 seconds. My philosophy is take all 60 seconds. There is no rush. You still get the tickets. You're all set. Las Vegas Lights Football Club. Four pack of tickets for the game tonight. Congratulations.
Oh, that's so exciting. Thank you, guys.
You are welcome. That is exciting, man. There was like 3 seconds left, and you guys did it.
You hear the clock going really, really fast. We'll have a great prize for you when you win Heads Up in the 8 o'clock hour. Tickets to Fits in the Tantrums. It's Mix 94.1.
It's Mix 94.1. That's Glass Animals, Heat Wave, and it is Mercedes in the Morning, 6:38. So many good concerts are coming to town. It's just like everything opened up. And it's crazy. I'm so excited. And yesterday, we've been talking about it this morning, Justin Bieber doing this intimate performance over at the Wynn. It's just, I was kind of shocked about that because you just don't see that caliber of artist in a smaller venue like that. And so, well, I guess you kind of do at the Wynn. There's been some pretty big names in there, so I take that back. But we have a pair of tickets to give away, which I'm very excited, and that's happening in the 9 o'clock hour.
Well, the surprising thing too, isn't Justin Bieber booked for another concert in 2022 to come to town?
Yeah, for T-Mobile Arena.
Yeah, so it was just a big surprise that he's got another concert in that intimate setting. And when that email came through, a double take on my end, and then I told my wife, I said, oh, look at this, Justin Bieber is going to be here. And she goes, when? Where? We got to go. I'm like, well, let me look. I'm like, oh, he's going to be here on July 9th. See, we have to get tickets. I'm like, all right. I'm like, wait a second. Hold the phone. First off, tickets are going to be really hard to get when they go on sale this morning at 10 a.m. And secondly, we're going to be in Wyoming on July 9th. That's our last night in Wyoming. We're going to Wyoming, leaving July 5th. I'm supposed to come back on Saturday, July 10th. And she looks at me and she goes, think we can come back a day early?
Mm.
Like, well, we could. We can get the room. We can change and cancel the room. But that would be us leaving the morning, unless you want to come back the 8th, that's leaving 2 days early. But if we come back the 9th and leave the morning of the 9th, that's driving 13 hours. That's getting up super early, driving 13 hours to get back into town, and then going to a Justin Bieber concert? Like, that's going to be hard to do.
It'll be so worth it, though. It'll be one of those things that you talk about forever, you know? It'll be so worth it.
Has a concert ever caused you to completely change your plans? Like, you're set to do something, all of a sudden there's this concert announcement, or you get some last-minute concert tickets to something that caused you to change your plans? Because we went through the same thing a few years back when Britney Spears kicked off her residency because her opening, like, media opening night was on, I want to say December 26th or December 27th, and we were back east for Christmas, spending time with family. And my wife is a huge Britney Spears fan. So we left early. We ducked out of there early to get back to attend the Britney Spears concert.
I would have done the same thing. I mean, we really try to mold our plans around the shows ahead of time. And that way we don't have to play, you know, Tetris with our schedules and trying to get things to fit here and there. But I mean, there are so many artists that I would do that for. I know with like Post Malone, he kept scheduling, rescheduling and you know, finally canceled. And so now we're just kind of waiting and hoping that something is thrown back in there because we really, really, really want to see him. Guns N' Roses, they're coming to town, and there was a pre-sale, and my husband was hot on it. He said, anything we have that night, it's canceled. We're going to that. So, yeah, stuff like that, we really do arrange our schedules around a lot of concerts. It's crazy.
People do that. Have you done that before? 702-364-9400. And I was just thinking about it last night. I'm like, that is... like, I don't want to cut a trip, cutting a trip two nights. That's cutting a lot off your trip. And then that just doing that drive back. If we did it on Friday, July 9th, and got up super, super early to drive the 13 hours from Wyoming. And we can get up early enough to make it back in time, but I don't know. I just think we'd be so exhausted at the tired. We'd be irritable. Would we enjoy it? That adrenaline, I think, would kick in once you get to the venue and the concert starts, but that's a tall task.
No, you got to do it. You got to do it. You got to do it. Just do it.
Is he somewhere else where you can maybe drive 13 hours and go see him in San Francisco
no,
and then drive back?
It. Do it. You'll be happy you did it. You're going to look back and say, we are glad we did that.
Well, I told my wife, you better be listening to 9 o'clock hour because it's going to be hard to get tickets. I think this is going to sell out pretty quickly when they go on sale at 10.
It probably will within the hour. I'm guessing it's going to happen pretty fast.
So yeah, Justin Bieber, July 9th.
I hope you guys go.
I don't want to cancel a night of our trip.
Fine, whatever. She's going to be so sad.
The rodeo in Wyoming or Justin Bieber at Encore? What would you choose?
Justin Bieber at Encore.
9 o'clock hour. We've got your tickets. Lots of tickets this morning. There's Fits in the Tantrum tickets, so yours in the 8 o'clock hour. And don't forget, next hour, 7:20, your chance to win $1,000. It starts up with Mix 94.1's cash code. So lots going on this morning. And up next, we have the Hot 3. What do you got for us?
Americans are planning to do a lot of this summer. We'll tell you what it is. Why we may see a new Statue of Liberty. And a pantsless woman walked into a store, and she said it was okay. We'll tell you what her reasoning was. It's coming up next in the Hot 3.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. Right after the Hot 3, we got the latest from Imagine Dragons.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is brought to you by attorney Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
2020 was hard on everyone, but it seems like a lot of us are feeling a wad of cash burning a hole in our wallets. 45% of people in a recent survey said they plan to spend more money this year than the past two summers combined. And nearly half of people say they've saved enough cash over the course of the pandemic to open their wallets guilt-free this summer. On the flip side, 40% are worried they may spend irresponsibly, and 72% say they're fine putting their summer fund on a credit card and then just paying it off down the road. By the way, the number one thing people plan to spend money on is vacations. Other popular picks include going out to eat, clothing, home upgrades, and hosting family and friends at home.
The Roaring 20s part two. Here we go.
Yeah, it sounds like it, which people just are ready to get out and have some fun. And if you were able to save during that time, if you were able to keep a job and bring in money, that's fantastic. I know a lot of people didn't have that luxury. So you got the money. Put it back in the economy and let's get things going.
And like you said, that's a great thing. If you're able to do these vacations and stuff and you're not putting on a credit card and you're paying cash and everything is covered, that's got to be a great feeling.
Yeah, for sure. Also this morning, Lady Liberty has a little sister and she's on her way to the United States from France. A near 10-foot replica of the Statue of Liberty is going to be making two holiday appearances this summer, according to a press release from the Embassy of France in Washington, D.C. The National Conservatory of Arts and Crafts and Logistics Company, CMA CGM Group. Now, the bronze recreation, which was made from the same plaster model that French sculptor Frédéric Auguste Bartholdi used when he created the original landmark statue in 1878, will be displayed in New York City and the District of Columbia for a limited time this summer. On June 19th, the replica will board a ship in Le Havre, a major port in Upper Normandy, and then begin the 9-day journey across the Atlantic Ocean. Upon arrival in New York, the mini statue is going to be prepped for exhibition. So a different version of it. That sounds kind of cool.
Yeah, and you put it into real life. You're not my sister. Oh, let's do a DNA test using the same mold and everything else. It's her sister's coming over to the country.
It's a big size difference.
Yeah,
that
a little
is
bit.
For
my
sure.
little sister.
And then finally this morning, you know that old trick where if your dad said you couldn't do something, you would lie and then say your mom said it was okay. Well, a woman in Florida tried that trick with a cop the other day. 21-year-old Kendall Mabry walked out of a Circle K bathroom near Orlando. I mean, it's like, it's Florida. I hear any of these weird stories as soon as they say Florida. I'm like, yeah, it's believable now. But she was in this bathroom near Orlando last Thursday, and she had on no pants, no underwear, and a cop was there when it happened. Well, she had been drinking. She kept slurring her words. She also smelled like pot. And when the cop asked her why she was in the store without pants on, she claimed that another police officer told her it was totally fine. I'd believe her. Well, her pants were out in her car, so she actually walked into the store naked from the waist down. A cashier called the cops when they saw her walk in, so that's why they were there when she came out of the bathroom. She's facing charges for disorderly intoxication. The things that people must see that work at convenience stores, that's got to be like the ultimate people watching job, don't you think?
Oh, and she probably came in with her pants on. They probably debated for a second. Like, do we call the cops? Just let her go.
She came on with them off. That's why they called the cops. She was already had them off.
You know what I'm saying? She probably came walking in.
This
happened before. Like, do we call the cops this time? Yeah, let's call them this time.
This is what we don't want to deal with.
Yeah, see so many things. Absolutely.
Oh, man. They have her mugshot if you guys want to see it. She just has this look on her face like, what? He said I could wear I didn't need pants.
And I like the thought, Brad. In her mind, that sounds like that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like the cops, oh, the other cop said it's cool. Carry on.
Yeah, go ahead.
Carry on. 720, we got a chance for you to win $1,000 with Mix 94.1's cash code. $1,000 could be just one text message away. It's Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning, 7 o'clock on Friday, and man, I feel like there is a double standard here, but I don't know if I totally disagree with it. I saw this morning, this survey came out that says 68% of women think that it is okay for them to tell their husband that they've either gained weight or are overweight. 68%, okay? But 84% of women said that their husband had better not ever tell them the same thing.
Oh my God. I spit out snot when he said that survey. I gotta get a tissue.
Do you agree? Do you agree with that? Like, what do you guys think? Do you think it's okay to just in general, whether you're a man or a woman, whether you're married to a man or a woman, do you think it's okay to tell your spouse that they're overweight? 702-364-9400. Would you ever? Have you ever? And what exactly was the reaction that you received when and if you did that? I'm very curious. 702-364-9400.
Yeah, my wife and I, we have a fun relationship. We like to have fun with each other and goof around and stuff. And there have been times where, you know, they've got my problem areas and stuff. And I don't know, I'll be shirtless or something. And she'll grab something. She'll go, what's this? And she'll pinch. Like, yeah, you know, there's the little handles, love handles that stick out or some fabric. She'll go, what's this? I'm like, hey, I got to work on that area.
Oh.
If I were to ever spin it and do it to her and be like, what's this? I wouldn't do that.
There's no way you could ever do that. I just am really surprised because you literally are one of the most in shape people I know. So like, what exactly is she finding? There's just like that to me is completely unfathomable.
Well, thank you. That's a little exaggerating. You said the most in shape person you know, but yeah, I do work out. I love to work out, try to stay in great shape, but I do have my problem areas, and there have been times where I have not been in the past year. I've been trying to work out really hard, but there have been times where, you know, things have slipped and can't work out as much and, you know, enjoy the treats a little bit too often. And then there's some spots that pop up and she has fun when she says it.
So like when she says it, is she really trying to send you a message like, hey, you need to work on things. Things are getting out of hand. I'm worried about your health. You're looking like you're putting on some extra LBs. Is that what she's doing? Or is she just doing it to just pick on you?
It's in a playful way. It's not like you need what it's, you know, because I'm still working out, going to the gym and running and stuff. It's done in a playful way. That's how we that's how our relationship works.
How is it for everyone else? Like have you ever told your spouse that they need to lose weight, or have you ever been told by your spouse that you need to? And what happened when you did? 702-364-9400. In our relationship, I will not say that direct because I just don't want to be hurtful, because I try to put myself in that position and it would be hurtful to me. But if he says it, I won't disagree with it. Like he has recently had, I don't want to say heart problems, but he found out that there could be an issue with his heart if he doesn't lose weight. And that's what the doctor told him. And he's like, I need to lose some weight. And he's like, I'm going to do that. And I'm not like, no, you don't. You're fine. And I'm like, cool. Let's do it together, you know, or something mm-hmm. like that. Because I just, you know, I don't want to kick him when he's down already trying to do that. It's so funny, though, whenever if I ever make a comment about myself or whatever, he never agrees with me. Like, it's beyond sweet. Like, I'm like, oh, gosh, I feel like I've gained weight. He goes, you look beautiful. He's like, you don't need to do anything. And I'm like, and I appreciate that. But I'm like, hey, look. I might get too comfortable if you tell me that kind of stuff. And he's like, you're perfect. You don't, he will never even like approach that. Even when I was at my heaviest, he was like, no, you don't need to change a thing. And I appreciated that for my ego. Probably wasn't the best thing for my motivation, but I appreciated it because it made me feel like There was not a single thing wrong with me, which was really nice.
When, in any situation, it's a hard conversation to have with someone. If you want to tell someone they need to lose weight, it's not an easy conversation to have. It's not. And if it's coming, it's coming from a good place, coming from your heart. The person that's hearing it is probably going to be upset with it, even if it is the truth. It's just not an easy conversation you want to have with someone.
Has anyone ever been told that? And like, what was your reaction? Was it in a way where you're like, you know what, they're right, I need to? Or was it, wow, okay, where'd that come from? This text just came in. It said, I would definitely tell him. I would want him to also. We're there for each other, and it is done in with their best intent. Or interest, I'm sorry. So, I mean, we all say that, but then till the moment it finally arrives, you're like, oh. Steph, what's the situation with you and James? What does he do?
James is just like Matt. He is so sweet. He at my heaviest too. I think you're so beautiful. I'm like, yeah, I know I needed to lose weight. But on the other hand, if I think like, if we're getting chubby, I feel like me and James, we gain weight together and then we lose weight together because we eat the same things. I'll tell him too, like, I think it's time we hit the gym. It's more of like a we thing than it is like, oh, you're getting overweight or I'm getting overweight. We kind of do it as a team. But the people that will point out the most when we are getting chubby is both of our moms.
Oh, moms are, they are just savage. They will come at you like, oh, they just will say, especially my mom's not Hispanic. My dad was Hispanic, but like my aunts, they'll just come out and tell you. They'll be like, wow, you're getting fat. They'll just say it like that. I'm like, what?
That's exactly like James's mom in Tagalog. It's the bot. Like, oy, anak, you're getting the bot? And I'm like, Mom.
Oh, it's so terrible. I remember once in high school, I had my, I played volleyball and we had our team pictures taken. And you know how you do the team one and then you do your individual one. The way they had us set up, we had our legs up on this stoop and you could see like our thighs. And my aunt goes, man, those look like a couple of hams. I was like, oh, how rude. And she's like, man, your thighs look huge. They look like big old hams. I'm like,
oh my gosh. I mean, savagery.
And she's laughing as she's saying it. I was just like, wow. That's great for a 17-year-old girl to hear that. That was fantastic.
Any 47-year-old man to hear that.
Oh,
my God,
my
come on.
Oh, my gosh, I couldn't believe it.
All right. Where do we go from here?
Ham. That's where we go.
We have some ham coming up, you guys, to win. Chance to win $1,000. Mix94.1's cash code is coming up at 720. And we got the dirt coming up next. It's the end of a TV era. Details with the audio coming up next. The Kid Laroi, it's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning, and coming up here in just a couple of minutes, your chance to win $1,000 with Mix 94.1's cash code.
We never gossip.
Or would we?
Let's go.
Time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
After 14 years and 20 seasons, Keeping Up with the Kardashians aired its final episode last night. And how did they go out? By creating a time capsule so they can remember the show. And here's a clip from the final moments last night.
I have no regrets. This was like the best decade and a half of my life.
This is a period in my life that has meant so much to me.
When I think about season 1 to season 20, those are my most magical memories.
Wow. Got emotional there.
Yeah. They're going to be here in a couple weeks. They're going to be part of the Resorts World grand opening with a pop-up shop. And then, of course, the late-night talkers had a few things to say about the finale of The Kardashians. Here is Seth Meyers. From last night.
The final episode of the reality show Keeping Up with the Kardashians aired. And if you've never seen the show before, trust me, you've kept up. They're sisters and they're rich. Got it.
You didn't really miss anything. Yeah, they just continued to make money.
And
so
Jimmy Kimmel got on the action as well.
The series finale of Keeping Up with the Kardashians on the E! Network, it is the rear end of an era. And, you know, I thought this was kind of cool, though. To commemorate the Kardashians' run, the Smithsonian is going to put all their original lips on display.
Wow. Come on now, enough.
All right, let's change gears here. Has everyone heard of, or have you, country singer Chase Martin?
No, I cannot say that I have.
Same here, but People Magazine says that Chase Martin's new song is called Forever Plus One, might be the wedding song of the summer. This is People Magazine's prediction. So if you're getting married, are you using this song? Will you use it this summer? Here's a little taste of this.
When there's a concert you're going to, a party that you're passing through, anything you want to do.
nice song. Anyone want to use
that
it this summer?
That's nice. Yeah, I like that.
Right, let's talk about other new music that's out there. We played it last hour. Lorde's new track. It's called Solar Power. If you missed it, here's what that sounds like.
Forget all of the tears that you've cried. It's
what do you think of it?
I need some time. Like, it just, when I heard it yesterday, I was kind of like, meh. And then I heard it again this morning, and I liked it a little more. I need a little time. It's been a while since I've heard Lorde, and I don't know. I'm still on the fence.
What does your shirt say?
It says, Alexa, play Viva Las Vegas.
And that's for?
The Golden Knights winning last night.
Ah, I love it. It's very cute.
Thank you.
Did you buy that or did you have it made?
No, someone gave it to me.
It's yeah. a really cool shirt.
Thank you.
I mean, you can play Viva Las Vegas for so many things. It's a really cute shirt.
Oh, yeah. It's for the Golden Knights. Like, you know, when they win, they play Viva Las Vegas. So they play.
I've only been in one Golden Knights game. That was their first season. It was their second game of the season.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So that's what they do. That explains why you didn't know.
That's really cute. I love it.
Thank you.
I saw some writing earlier. I couldn't tell. And then you stood up and I could see the whole thing. All right, talking about other upcoming new music, Ed Sheeran will release his new single, Bad Habits. That comes out on June 25th. And then Bruce Springsteen and The Killers, they've got a collaboration coming out. And that song, they say, is going to come out within the next week.
Oh, wow. That'll be... I love all the new... If people are opening up, they're opening up their minds, they're opening up their mouths, putting out new music. I love it.
It's nonstop new music, new concerts too. Justin Bieber is going to be here in July, and we actually have your tickets in the 9 o'clock hour. Be listening for Bieber to call for his baby. When you hear the little Justin Bieber sounder, be caller 20, and you'll get those tickets to see Justin Bieber at Encore Theater. So last one here, BuzzFeed readers shared their good and bad celebrity encounters. I'll tell you the celebrity, and you tell me if they think they made the good list or the not so good list.
Okay.
Tom Hanks.
Good list.
Yes. He was seen helping a local Girl Scouts troop sell cookies.
Yeah, I can totally see him doing that. He just seems like the nicest man ever.
Steve Carell.
I'm going to say good list.
Yes. He brought coffee and donuts to the hospital staff when he visited a family member. Gwyneth Paltrow.
I'm going to say not good list.
And again, this is all just like readers sharing their stuff, so we can't verify this, but yeah, not so good. This story goes, she did not tip for her kids' 8-week summer camp that the workers made $5 an hour.
Wow. Although I will say, sometimes they ask me if I don't want to donate to like whatever, and I'm like, no, I don't. And not because I don't want to donate, because I donate a lot of money, but it's because you asked me in front of all these people. And now it's like a no-win situation, but I'm not going to let you pressure me.
Last one here, Oprah. Do you think she made the good list or not so good list?
I would say good list.
Oprah on this BuzzFeed is the not so good list.
No.
They say she did not tip on a $200 lunch, but instead left her autograph on a napkin and made the worker feel like they should be grateful for that.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that she wouldn't tip on a $200 lunch. That, I don't believe.
Play that out. Here's your bill, Oprah. It's $200. Okay.
Here's an autograph instead. No way. No way.
Yeah, I don't believe that one either.
Mix 94.1. It is Mercedes in the morning, 7:30. What is the thing that you used to dislike immensely? I really don't like using the word hate, but we can if you want. What's the thing that you just used to hate and now you love? I feel like I have this love-hate relationship with this one item. I started out loving it, and then I hated them. I hated them so much. And then now I love them again. And I forgot to bring one with me today because I usually have one on me. And I just forgot. And now I'm like, oh, I keep grabbing my wrist. Does that give you a hint as to what it is? I keep grabbing my wrist.
A watch. You didn't like wearing a watch.
No, I got my watch on.
You keep grabbing your wrist. Some kind of a special bracelet.
No.
It's something you used to hate, loved.
No, hate, it's loved. Got loved, hated, loved.
Okay. Something.
And I buy a bunch of them all the time.
Rubber bands.
Close.
Close with
scrunchies.
Scrunchies.
Scrunchies. Oh, man. So, you know, going in the 90s, I wore them constantly. Mm-hmm. Like, they were always in my hair. And then they became really not cool. So, hated them. I just only wear, like, the hair ties. That's it. But now, scrunchies are back. And I always find, like, these really cute collections of them on Amazon. With, like, I just bought a pastel pack, and it's got all these pretty pinks and neutrals and creams. And, oh, I always have them. I bought, like, the bold color pack, and it's, like, magenta and purple. I have so many scrunchies. And I keep buying them because I love them so much. But there was a time where I could not stand them. I thought that they looked so ridiculous. I always think of that Sex and the City episode where Carrie was making fun of the poor lady in the scrunchie. That's like, no, honey, she was fashion forward. She knew what was going to be big, and you made fun of her for it. So what is that thing that you used to not like at all, but now you have to admit you like them? You like it. You totally did a 180. What is it? 702-364-9400.
You mentioned your love affair with the scrunchie started in the 90s. My love affair with coffee started in the 90s. And when I would drink coffee, it would be two creams, three sugars, just all kinds of sweeteners in there. And then I eventually got down to just using flavored cream, hazelnut, French vanilla, but loading it in there and just really sweetening up my coffee. Now, I'm black coffee. When I first started drinking coffee, if you said, have it black, ugh, couldn't do it. Now you put any kind of sweetener in my coffee, I can't stand it. I am black coffee all the way.
That's so crazy. I've tried so hard to like black coffee. I've tried and tried, and I just can't do it. It has to have just a splash, just enough to make it dark brown.
Yeah, just
and
a
not
little tint.
Black. You know, that's all I need. Otherwise, I can't do it. I hope to be like you one day. I don't hate it, but I just can't drink it.
It was a long transition. I think I made the full transition to just black coffee probably about 4 years ago. Because it was here at the radio station. I came in, I didn't have my creamer. I'm like, ah, what am I going to do? I'm like, you can do it. You can drink a cup of coffee with nothing in it. And I did. I'm like, that's not that bad. Okay.
Now I kind of like it.
And so that's all. Now, don't get me wrong. I'll go to Starbucks and get a venti caramel frappuccino and a sweet drink like that. But when it comes to my coffee, nothing in it. Black.
What is it for you? Lisa just texted us. She said, I hated mac and cheese as a kid. Funny enough, because that is such a kid's food, right? She said, but now it's like a comfort food. Yeah, I've never hated macaroni and cheese in my entire life. It's always been so delicious. This one says, I used to hate Justin Bieber. Now I like him. And I hate myself for it. Don't hate yourself for it. It's all good. And he's coming to town, and we have tickets, so make sure you're listening in the 9 o'clock hour for those ones.
How about as a kid? Did you enjoy Brussels sprouts?
No, mm-hmm. I hated them, and now I love them. They're my favorite vegetable.
Nonstop. Any kind of vegetables, broccoli, cauliflower. If my parents tell me to eat my broccoli, bleh. Now as an adult, ooh, broccoli.
Yes, please. Can I get extra broccoli? Real quick, Heidi, what is the thing you used to hate but now you love?
My fanny pack. I love my fanny pack again.
Oh, my gosh.
I am toting it everywhere. And I have like five or six of them.
Same. They're so amazing. And everyone's wearing it like over their shoulders and across their bodies. And I have like three fanny packs. I would have... 10 years ago, I feel like, no, thank you.
Because my wife has a couple of fanny packs, and if we go jogging or something, I'll give her stuff to put it in her fanny pack. Does Matt have one?
Does he have a fanny pack?
Yeah.
No.
Is it just a girl accessory?
I see guys wearing, like, the fancy ones, uh-huh. Like the Gucci ones.
Oh, the Gucci ones?
And they wear, like, sideways and Louis Vuitton ones, but I don't see guys wearing them a lot. I see a lot of ladies wearing
them.
Yeah,
my wife loves hers.
Yeah, that's so funny.
Wait, hold on a second. James does the fanny pack?
He does?
That's his go-to bag, his daily bag. He has a Nike one. It's big. He got his dad one. Yeah, they're totally in with the guys.
Okay, all right. That's good to know.
And I thought of you on this text that just came in, Steph, because I think you're in the same boat. It says, Crocs. I think most of the population can agree. I thought they were cook's shoes, and then my foot slipped into the wonderfulness of a croc, and I have never gone back.
Gotta get the Crocs. I hated them. Now I love them.
I know. I wear Crocs at home. It's so funny.
All right, coming up here next hour. Man, lots going on. 820, your chance to win $1,000 with Mix 94.1's cash code. Right after that, around 825, your tickets to Fits in the Tantrum. Nordstrom's. And also, it's Friday, so we got the Oh Wow Wheel. We'll be spinning that next hour right around 8:15. And the category this week is 90s songs. Do you have your song picked out?
No, I totally forgot until you just said that. Thank you. Now I got
to
pick one.
So many songs to choose from. It's going to be a great wheel that we spin next hour. And up next, we got the hot three. What do you got for us?
All right. So a new study has found that people who do this are really bad drivers. We'll tell you what it is. Also, it's National Candy Month. Do you know what our state's favorite candy is? I was actually kind of surprised at the answer. And a guy claims he had a bee sting, that his injury was just a bee sting. It turned out to be something much more severe. We'll tell you what it was coming up next in the Hot 3.
It's Machine Gun Kelly on Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning, and Justin Bieber will be at Encore Theater on July 9th. Those tickets go on sale this morning. We have yours in the 9 o'clock hour. Just be listening for Bieber to call for his baby. Be caller 20, and you get the tickets.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is brought to you by attorney Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
If you text and drive a lot, you're probably a bad driver in general, not just when you're on your phone. A new study looked at young drivers under 25, and the ones who text and drive were also more likely to ignore speed limits, run red lights, and pass people aggressively. Almost half of drivers in the poll had already been in at least one accident, and 73% of those drivers were people who text and drive a lot. Another recent study looked at the top five things we worry about other drivers doing, and half of the people said texting is number one. You see it all the time, and it's scary because they're just not paying attention at all. The top five are texting, road rage, speeding, tailgating, and failure to yield.
And you see it so many times throughout the week. Last night, driving to the Virgin Hotel, I was behind a truck, and he starts to swerve over to the right lane. I'm like, oh, what's this guy doing? And he swerves back into the left. I pass him and look over, and he's got his head down on his phone, looking at his phone. It's one of the most distracting things you can do.
Yeah, it really is. Driving in this morning, they weren't on their phone, I know for a fact, but I was just like, oh my gosh, I was going 72 on the 215. So I was going over the speed limit. A guy in a big, gigantic black truck passed me like I was parked. I mean, he was like, vroom! And I'm just like, how fast was that person going? It was crazy. I don't think he was texting because usually they're the slow drivers.
Yeah, they'll
texting.
Slow down very slow. Yeah. They'll be in the left lane. They'll drop down to 50 and they pick back up after they sent their text message. People that drive that, and I have a heavy foot, but people that are driving that crazy, where they're this guy's probably hitting close to 100, do they think they have a radar detector, or they just don't care, or they got their eyes out looking for cops? Because if you get nailed, if you get pulled over, man, you're not in a good spot.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
And you're late.
It's like I always see the cops when I'm going 66 in a 65. I'm like, oh, I'm like, where are they? Look, there's someone right
there. Yeah, this guy's doing 100.
Come on. Also this morning, June is National Candy Month, so someone dug through Google search trends to find which candies were disproportionately popular in each state. And in the end, Skittles and Starburst had the most representation with 7 states each. Skittles was number one in states like Florida, Georgia, Nebraska, New Mexico, Vermont, Virginia, and Texas. And Starburst was actually number one in Arizona, California, New Jersey, Ohio, Oklahoma, Oregon, and South Carolina. Now, Hershey bars were number one in 6 states, which I thought was interesting. Pennsylvania was not one of those 6 states. Okay. Yeah, Hershey is in Pennsylvania,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is. They got a Hershey Park, all kinds of Hershey stuff out there, yeah.
Actually, Milky Way was number one
in
Pennsylvania.
Hurts.
Isn't that crazy? Twix was the pick in 5 states. A handful of candy bars surprisingly only got 1 state each, including ours. Snickers was number one in South Dakota, Kit Kats in North Dakota, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups in West Virginia, and here in Nevada, M&M's. That's our favorite candy, M&M's, which, don't get me wrong, I love M&M's. I was just kind of surprised. Like, that was number one.
You had to pick M&M's or peanut M&M's. Which you go with?
Oh, peanut.
Yes.
Do you see they have those new mixture ones that had come with the regular, the peanut, and the peanut butter all in one bag?
Wait, what, so what's in the bag?
It's the 3 different variations. The plain M&M's, uh-huh, the peanut M&M's, and the peanut butter M&M's all in one bag.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. I want to get them. I saw the commercial for them the other day. That was some perfect marketing. Whatever I was watching, you knew I'd be watching, and I'm going to go buy that now. Finally, this morning, the only thing dumber than this guy's cover story is that he didn't really need one. Either that or he's still lying. 34-year-old John Wallner showed up at a hospital in upstate New York on Sunday with a gunshot wound to his hand. And his story kept changing about it. He lives in Vermont, which is about 60 miles from the hospital. And at first he said that the shooting happened in New York. But then he said it actually happened in Vermont. And then he didn't go to a hospital right away because he didn't think it was a big deal. And then he said he thought it was just a bee sting. Now, I have never been stung by a bee. Knock on wood. But is there any possible way to confuse a bee sting with a gunshot wound?
You know, I've been stung by bees many times, but I've never been shot, so I can't compare the two.
I know, but just from what you see, like, did you have a gaping hole in your flesh?
No, there was not.
No,
no
you
blood.
Did not? Okay, interesting. Well, cops didn't buy that and kept questioning him, and he eventually told them that he shot himself in his hand while he was cleaning his gun. If that's true, then he probably didn't need to lie about it. Or it's possible he's still lying. We just don't know. He's facing charges for providing false information to law enforcement. But, yeah, I think they're going to see right through that bee sting one. Oh, that's just a bee sting? Okay, all right. Have a great day.
Hey, your finger's missing? Yeah, the bee got it. I don't know what happened, you guys. 8 o'clock hour. So much going on. 8:10, we're spinning the Oh Wow Wheel. The theme is a song from the 90s. Are you still thinking about yours?
I think I got it. Yeah, I think I have to.
Oh, this is going
to
be a good one. And then right after that, your chance to win $1,000 with Mix 94.1's cash code. Here is the latest from Pink. All I Know So Far. It's Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1, it is Mercedes in the morning, 7:59 Friday, ready for the weekend, coming off of a big Golden Knights win, going on to clinch round two, beating the Colorado Avalanche 6-3. How many people are still just riding high this morning? I'm just like, oh my gosh, this is so amazing.
And couldn't fall asleep too after the game because the energy level was just, I mean, it was contagious last night.
It was so cool, and I love seeing all the pictures from everyone that was at the game last night. It looked like it was absolutely incredible. Tickets for this next round, the Canadians, go on sale today, I believe at 9 a.m. if you want to try and get a pair of tickets to go see them. Game one is Monday night at the Fortress.
We were at Virgin Hotel last night for the kickoff of their Unstoppable Weekend celebration, and we kind of watched the first part of the game there. It was on all the TVs last night at the hotel and the casino, and there was great energy there last night. At one point, though, you ever been in a situation where you're standing close to someone and you just kind of start overhearing their conversation and something kind of catches your ear and you're just intrigued by that conversation? What was that conversation? What were people talking about? Because we were there last night, it was before the game started, and I feel like these people may have been talking to you because one of the guys was a photographer, and then he kind of shuffled over towards next to me, and another group came up, and I heard the lady say to the guy, "Oh, how's the new house?" I just heard it. And then what caught me was the guy's response was, he goes, "Oh, it's great. We just made the Las Vegas Historical Registry."
I missed that conversation. Was I still in it at that point?
No, at that point, I feel like they were talking to you, and then they kind of moved over towards like the front of our booth away from you. They were done talking to you.
Okay.
And they started a new conversation. And as soon as the guy said, "My house just made the Las Vegas Historical Registry," I'm like, that's kind of cool. Like, one, I didn't know they had that. Secondly, how does one get on that registry? What makes your house historical? And these are all the questions that are going through my mind. And then he says to the girl, "You want to see some photos?" And she's like, "Yes." And so I'm like, "I want to see these photos." And then he gets his phone out, and she goes, "Oh, look at that. They brought showgirls." And he goes, "Yeah, it was a whole thing." I'm like, I was just so intrigued by this. I was thinking about saying, "I'm so sorry to interrupt. How did your house make the Las Vegas Historical Registry? And they send showgirls out when you make the registry? That seems pretty cool."
Well, I know the person that you're talking about now that I think about it. You said a photographer, right?
Yes, yes.
I could easily get him on the phone and find out how that happened, if you want me to.
I really would.
He and my husband work together.
Please do. It's got to be the same. I feel like it was the same guy and was the photographer with like a blonde girl.
Yes.
It was that couple. And he's talking about, I'm like, how is your house on the historical registry? And they send showgirls out for this whole thing. I need to know more.
I am going to send him a message right now and see if I can get him to call into the show. But what is that intriguing conversation that you have heard? 702-364-9400. Something that you weren't supposed to be eavesdropping on, but you just overheard it and you're like, whoa, no way. Because like the ones I hear are not like, "Oh, that's so cool." They're more like, "Oh, that's so sad." That's so, so sad. It makes me want to cry. Like, I've heard conversations of people breaking up. I heard a conversation with a child and the mother apparently just told that child recently. It wasn't the time I heard, but within the last couple of weeks that the father and her were going to get a divorce. And I heard them talking because the child was having a hard, I would say, guess that he was a boy. He was, I would guess, 12 to 13 years old. And he's just like, I just don't understand why you guys can't try to make it work. And she's like, I got to tell you. And I'm sitting there and I'm just like, oh my gosh, I should not be listening to this. Like, I was right next to them. We were sitting out on the patio at a coffee at Starbucks. And so I was at one table by myself. And then they were at the very next table. And I was just like, should I leave? This is terrible. I shouldn't be listening to this. I felt so bad.
You can't tune it out either. You're right there, right next to it. You just so happens they're having the conversation. You can hear it. But man, to hear something like that, that's sad.
It was really sad. And I ended up getting up and leaving because I just felt like this is not for me to hear. Mm-hmm. And the child was really upset and the mom kept trying to explain things and I just remember him saying, what did he do? And I was just like, no, I can't, I gotta get out of here, this is not for me to hear.
When can you ever jump in your conversation? Like, should I have jumped in that conversation, you think, last night? Because they were so close to where I was standing. And I was just so intrigued. I thought it was a good thing. I've been getting my haircut, and Larry and I are having a conversation, talking about something or another, and the person in the chair next to us, well, obviously jumping in the conversation. I'm like, yeah, I guess they're right next to me. They can hear what we're talking about, and I appreciate the input.
Yeah, I mean, on something like what you heard, I think it's okay to jump in. Like, did I hear you right? Is your house really going to be a historical monument or whatever? And did you just call Matt?
I did. I wanted to see if he was talking to those people about the registry. He goes, no, we were just talking about cameras.
Oh, I'm messaging him right now. I'm trying to talk and message at the same time. Yeah, it's not going
well. At that point, Mercedes and Matt were talking to this guy and this girl. They seemed like very nice people. They were done talking with Matt and Mercedes. They were kind of moving away from the booth when someone else came up and started talking to them. So they were done with Matt and Mercedes. But that's when I started hearing the conversation about their house being on the Las Vegas Historical Registry.
Okay.
And showgirls coming to the house to get, I want to say it was a plaque. And then they also sort of talked about something about this. I don't know if it's the street. I don't want to say in case it's the street they live on. But then they start talking about this. And the girl's like, oh, the president? And he said something else. I'm like, is that the street he lives on? I'm just so intrigued.
Okay, well, I just sent the message. So if the hotline rings, it's probably him. I gave him our backline number, so that way we can get the story on it. I can't guarantee he will call us right away. I'm trying to look and see if he's seen the message yet. No, he has not seen it. Darn it. But yeah, as soon as I get word, I will get you that story. Now I'm intrigued.
Seriously, isn't that intriguing? Anyone else have their house on the Las Vegas Historical Registry? And if so, why is it on the Las Vegas Historical Registry? I want to know.
That's kind of cool that history has been made. The only history that's been made at my house is, I don't know, I'm trying to think. My children weren't even born when we were living in that one. And that's not even Las Vegas history. Nothing. There's nothing historical about my house.
All right, coming up here, lots going on. Your chance to win $1,000 with Mix 94.1's cash code. That'll happen at 8:20. And then up next, it's Friday morning, so we'll be spinning the Oh Wow Wheel. The theme is a song from the 90s. So many amazing songs to choose from. You got yours all set, right, Mercedes?
I'm all set. There was some questioning on whether it was the 80s or 90s, but we have confirmed it is 90s, so we're good to go.
Beautiful. We're spinning the wheel in about 10 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Mercedes in the morning.
Wow.
And now the Oh Wow Wheel.
Wow.
love Fridays. We always play a song in the 8 o'clock hour that will definitely make you say, oh, wow. Last week, we talked about the 80s, and that was the category. This week, we're moving it up a decade, and we are going to the 90s. Any song from the 90s goes. We are spinning the wheel, and it is slowing down, landing on... JC again, second time
That's
in
two
a
weeks
row.
In a row, yeah.
Good for you. All right, you didn't let us down with your 80s choice last week. What do you have for 90s?
I have so many songs to choose from. I couldn't narrow it down. Mercedes. Who has the veto power?
Oh, I'm sorry. Steph has the veto power. If she vetoes you, it will go to me.
All right, I just got to go to my favorite band. Off my favorite album, came out in 1991, Achtung Baby. Of course, the band is U2. The song is even better than the real thing.
Steph?
JC, you know I love you, but I'm sorry. It's getting vetoed this week. I love you. I love how you love you too.
Bono, he's gone.
Oh. It's just, you know, we hear a lot of the U2.
We do?
Yeah.
Not on this station.
When we reference it. And
you,
I think.
You do talk about U2 a lot.
I love that band. I'm sorry. What am I supposed to do? All right, so it goes to Mercedes then, right?
Well, yeah, I guess so. This is very exciting because I feel like it kind of plays into last night and the Golden Knights winning. And it's a song I always hear at the Golden Knights games. And it makes me so happy and excited and ready to party. And this is what we were all doing last night. We were jumping around. So House of Pain is my selection for 90s songs. So get ready. Get up and dance. Oh, my gosh. We were all so excited. Let's jump around on Mix 94.1. Get up, pack it in. Let me begin. I came to win.
Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning, the Friday rewind, House of Pain, Jump Around. Great song, Mercedes.
I was just playing that on repeat last night after that big win. So hopefully that got everyone jumping around this morning on a good Friday song, I think.
So, Steph, what would your song be? And if the wheel landed on you.
So I took it back to 1995 with my girl, Monica, with this song.
Oh, my gosh, I love this song.
Don't take it personal.
That's all you get.
Just one of them days.
Maybe someone call in next hour for the Friday Rewind to request that song.
Yes, me.
Mercedes already texted it. Look at that. I recognize that number. All right, grab your phone now because really cool tickets for you. We're looking for caller 20, 702-364-9400. You're caller 20. You get to play Heads Up, and it's a great prize.
Yeah, we're going to give away a pair of tickets to the Whiskey X Weekend featuring Fitz and the Tantrums and St. Paul and the Broken Bones. It's happening on October 23rd at the Boulevard Pool over at the Cosmopolitan. Not only will you get these tickets, but you will be entered in the grand prize, our last grand prize qualifier, and the winner will get a one-night stay after the show. That's a great hotel to stay at, so that would be fantastic. Caller 20, your category will be Donald Duck, and you get to pick your partner. If you get 6 in 60 seconds, you win. 702-364-9400.
94.1, Mercedes in the morning. We're doing 60-plus minutes commercial-free.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right. Our contestant, Vicky, you're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
Heads Up, baby.
All right. Let's do it. Let's get you these tickets. Your category today is Donald Duck. So Donald Duck Day was on Wednesday, and these are all different classic Disney characters, okay?
Okay.
Who do you want to pick as your partner?
Girl, you know, I got to go with girl power. Let's go, Mercedes.
All right, let's do it.
Girl power. And
we're doing it.
You guys are going to get, I can feel the girl power coming through the radio right now. Here's the deal, Vicky. You got 60 seconds on the clock. You get 6 correct, and you'll get tickets to the Whiskey X Weekend. And you ladies, you start now.
She is Mickey's girlfriend.
Minnie Mouse.
Yes. He is his friend, and he's really tall and like,
Goofy.
Yes. She is in Beauty and the Beast. She is the princess.
Belle.
Yes. This is in The Lion King. The young one is named
Simba.
Yes. This is Peter Pan's right-hand woman, if you will.
Wendy.
No.
Peter. No. Tinkerbell.
Yes.
Tinkerbell.
This is 101 Dalmatians, the mean lady.
Cruella DeVille.
Yeah! Easy peasy.
That's like this category was made for us, Vicky. We were vibing. Nice job. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you, guys. I love you guys. Thank you. It's been way too long since I've called in, and this is like awesome.
Strong return because he's got tickets to the Whiskey X weekend with St. Paul and the Broken Bones and also Fits in the Tantrums. It's happening Saturday, October 23rd at the Cosmopolitan. And Vicky's also qualified for that grand prize, a night stay at the Cosmopolitan. Lots more to come, including 9 o'clock. We'll kick off the Friday Rewind. Also next hour, there's tickets for you to see Justin Bieber. And here we have Maroon 5, whose brand new album, Jordy, is out today. It's Mix.
94.1. It is Mercedes in the morning. It is 8:37. Technology is so great because I think it helps us catch a lot of moments that we would otherwise miss, whether it's one of our cell phones or our cameras. I mean, I can log in right now and see what's going on in my kitchen just with some of the cameras that we have in the house. And another thing that a lot of people have is the Ring doorbell. Do you have a Ring doorbell?
No, we have a thing with the ADT, though. So I got a camera that's facing my front door. So if someone's at the front door, something's happening in the driveway, I can pull it up and take a look-see.
I love the Ring doorbell because I think there are so many funny videos online that have to do with what they caught on the Ring doorbell. I saw one the other day of a mom coming over to her kid's house because he won't answer his phone. She's like, "It's taco night. If you want to come get tacos." And she's talking right in the Ring doorbell. It was so cute. But our neighbor, yesterday, I was outside with my husband and we were looking at a tree that we had just got trimmed. And he came out. I was like, "Oh, looking good." And we're talking and he's like, "Hey, did you guys see what my son did the other day?" We're like, "No, we haven't seen him." He has a little boy. He's like, I don't know, three, maybe two. He's small enough to play outside, and he has like one of those little cars with a motor in it, and he drives it all around the street, and he's so cute.
All those cars are so
cool.
Oh,
he's so funny. So he's driving around, and he sees our neighbor's dog, and the neighbor's dog is friendly, so I want to throw that out there. And they know each other. The little boy and the dog have played together. He sees the neighbor's dog in the backyard because the neighbor had apparently let it out in the backyard to go to the bathroom. He goes over in his little car, drives up. And this is all on the Ring doorbell because the neighbor lives across from him. You can see it. He drives up to the gate. He opens the gate. He picks up the dog, pulls him by his collar, and puts him in the little car with him. Drives him back to the house. And he showed us the video, and it's the cutest thing I've ever seen because the dog's kind of like looking back at the house like, "Should I be going? I don't know. And he's like, drives him back. And then you can see the mom who was out in the front watching the little boy run across and pick up the dog to put him back in their backyard. It was so cute. I want to see if they'll send me the video so we can post it.
What's the craziest thing you saw on your Ring doorbell or any of your house cameras you have set up? Because that is truly adorable. It's like he was going to, it's like the dog was maybe at the vet and he was driving back to the vet to pick up the dog and bring it back to his house.
It was just so funny because it's like you could tell the dog, and it was from a distance so you couldn't really see its face, but you saw the dog keep looking back at the house. And it's just like, I don't think I should be doing this. So what did you catch on your Ring doorbell or on your on video that you didn't realize you actually had that? 702-364-9400.
The thing that I like, and it's something very simple, though. So we have one camera inside, like, our family room, and that thing only goes off if the alarm itself goes off. And so when I leave the house in the morning, I set the house alarm because my wife is usually still sleeping. So she'll get up, and there are a couple times where she'll forget to turn that alarm off before she takes the dogs outside in the morning. So she'll go, and she'll open up the back door, and the alarm will go off, and I get an alert on my phone that the alarm goes off. So I normally know it's my wife, but that family room camera catches my wife every time, like sprinting to the main panel, because that alarm is so loud when it's going off at 5:30 in the morning. It just catches her sprinting over to turn the alarm off. I think it's so cute because you see her open the door. There's that split-second reaction, like, "The alarm!" And she's just running full speed to the front door to turn it off and no longer in panic mode.
You got to post some of those.
It's
those
hysterical.
Are hilarious.
It's hysterical. It's adorable.
I've gotten a few where I've caught, because we have cameras on our front porch, and like with the UPS people, during when the pandemic first started, I had put out a little thing of treats and snacks for the UPS and the FedEx people. And I put like chips in there and like some granola bars and some Gatorade and some bottled water. And I put that out there and I put a note with it. And it's like, please take whatever you'd like. Thank you for all you do. Da, 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 da. And I caught a few of them like, ah, sweet. And then the one guy, I remember, I laughed because I said, take whatever you want. He basically took the like half of it. He's like, oh, no. And he's like putting granola bars in his pockets and he grabbed like three waters and a Gatorade.
Gosh.
And I was like, you know what? For what you do, that is literally the least I could do. I didn't post it though because I didn't want to call him out, but I did think it was pretty funny that I had that on video.
He's like the kid on Halloween where you put the big, you're out of town, you're not home, and you put the candy out front. Take one. There's always that one kid who dumps the whole bucket into his bag and takes off.
He, in his defense, it was only about half, but yes, he did take six or seven things. I'm like, wow. Well, you know what? It's a long day. It's a hard day. You're lifting stuff. Take what you need.
Bring a package at your house. I totally get it.
Yeah, exactly.
If you get permission to post a video of your friends and the dogs, that's so cute.
I will text them. I will see because it really is. I think it's one of those things. I told him, like, you should post this. This will go viral. It's like, it's that good. It will totally go viral. He's like, I don't think that's what I want. I'm like, well, I'll post it.
Yeah, that's what we want. All right, coming up 9 o'clock, it's the Friday Rewind. That starts at 9 a.m. You have a song you want to hear? Send it now. We'll line it up and get it on. 702-364-9400. Don't forget 920, another chance to win $1,000 with Mix 94.1's cash code, and then those tickets to go see Justin Bieber next hour. Listen for Bieber to call for his baby. When you do, be caller 20. You get the tickets. And then up next is the Hot 3. What do you got for us?
All right. Were you one of the 1 in 9 people who did this last year during the pandemic? We'll tell you what it is. Also, a third of us are doing this naughty thing more than we used to. And what are the top words that we have to Google to spell? Some of these are not things that we should be Googling, I don't think. Well, I'll tell you what they are coming up next in the Hot 3.
It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning, Imagine Dragons, Follow You, 920, your chance to win $1,000 with our cash code.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is brought to you by attorney Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
If you have been working from home, these stats might make you appreciate having to work in person again. Someone talked to a bunch of people who switched to working remotely during the pandemic, specifically about the bad parts of it. And here are some of the big ones. Over a third of people said their career progress actually stalled out or took a step back last year. Lots of people were expecting a promotion and did not get one. The average person who didn't says it cost them about $9,800 in additional salary, and that was the average. The most common answer, though, was $6,000. 56% of people who did get promoted said that they had to work extra hours just to make it happen, and 38% of people said they had to work from home on the weekends, and 55% of remote workers kept their phone on them at all times, just in case their boss called. And for 19%, that included making sure that they had it in the bathroom. Like, you just can't go to the bathroom without bringing it. 53% of people say they felt burnt out on a weekly basis. And 1 in 9 who worked from home last year took at least one day off just to get caught up on work. So lots of people took sick days to secretly keep working, which is very sad.
That is sad because we had no separation. Like, we worked from home for quite some time, and the show would end, and we actually extended the show. We went until 11 a.m. We went longer. And you were kind of the same way. We just kind of kept on working as the day went on. There was no separation between work life and home life.
Yeah, it was definitely kind of a blur. The days just kind of went into each other because I just felt like we were constantly working. It was kind of crazy.
And then our boss, too, is like, do you guys want to start later since most people are sleeping in later? We're like, no, because there's still people. They're checking in every morning, getting up and doing their routine. But at home, but we want to start the show at the same time, but they kept us on longer, which was kind of cool to still connect with people, but it just went on.
Yeah, it really did. Also this morning, after the year we just went through, this does not surprise me much. A new survey found about a third of us are swearing more than we were 5 years ago. That includes 27% of men and 32% of women. 60% of people said that they use strong language every day now. And young people, they are the driving force behind it. Only 12% of people over 55 said that they swear a lot versus 46% of people under 25.
Okay, in the past year, has your swearing gone up or gone down?
I think it's stayed about the same. One thing I notice, though, is I'm cursing more in front of my kids. I used to never say bad words. And like last night, I made a comment and I said the S word in front of Brooklyn. She's like, Mom, wow, cursing. And I was like, leave me alone. Like, but I did it on purpose. I did it for effect because I knew it would really get her attention. And she was just like stunned because I never curse in front of them.
Do you remember the first time you heard your parents curse? Or did they curse around you when you were a kid? So my parents never cursed in front of me. I think the first time I heard was my dad saying something. I was like, whoa.
I heard my dad curse from time to time. My mom never did. Even now when I hear her, it still throws me off. Like she called someone the D word when I was visiting. And I was like, wow, okay. It was so weird to hear her say that.
And when you said you cursed in front of your daughter last night, you're talking a real curse word. It wasn't like a, you know.
No, it was the S word.
Yeah, the real deal.
Yeah.
Shenanigans.
No, I said someone was on my bleep list.
Oh.
And she was like, ooh. So finally, this morning, Google Trends posted a map of the number one word each state has to Google because people are not sure how to spell it. And most of them are fairly short words. Tennessee is the only state, though, with a four-letter word at number one. And that word, it's not a bad word. It's gray. G-R-A-Y. Gray is most common in the U.S., while people that spell it, other countries spell it G-R-E-Y. So I can understand why you will Google that.
I Googled that the other night.
Is it gray or gray?
Yeah.
Just, you know, it's more common here to use the A here in the United States. Five states struggle with five-letter words. Wisconsin can't spell quiet. Kentucky has trouble with the word color. Hawaii can't spell bagel. South Dakota can't spell equal. And North Carolina doesn't know which way to spell donut. And I get caught on that one all the time. I'm like, is it D-O-N-U-T or is it D-O-U-G-H-N-U-T? It's like back and forth all the time.
Which I'm a D-O-N-U-T guy. What's your go-to?
I try to just go donut, but some chains use the longer mm-hmm. version, yeah. So then you got to change it for that. Six-letter words were number one in seven states, and I won't go over all those. But the most common word we can't spell here in Nevada, it actually is a bigger word, and there were a bunch of other states that couldn't spell it either. Beautiful. Beautiful is the most common big word we can't spell if nine letters is big. It's number one in Nevada, California, Oregon, North Dakota, Illinois, New York, and New Jersey. And here's our favorite stat. The number one word in Colorado that people have to Google to spell right is Colorado. I guess I'm just feeling kind of special because, you know, we won last
night. Go home, losers.
You guys have to Google how to spell your own state. That's funny. I'm from there, and I never Googled that one time.
I lost track. Was that the last one?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, 9 o'clock hour, 9:20. Your chance to win $1,000 with Mix94.1's cash code. And then the Friday Rewind kicks off at 9 a.m. You can send your song in now at 702-364-9400.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning, the Friday Rewind, and time for the Friday Rewind quiz. Oh, hold on a second. How about if I turned your microphone on, huh?
Wow.
Man, oh man.
Okay.
Going back to the year 1992. I'll paint the picture. The big movie in theaters back in 1992, just came out this weekend, actually, 1992, was Batman Returns with Michael Keaton. Michelle Pfeiffer was Catwoman, and Danny DeVito was the Penguin.
Okay, I remember that one.
So I want you to tell me what the number one song was in the country on this day in 1992, and you got four options to choose from. Option number one, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I don't ever want to feel like I did that day. Take me to the place I love.
Was Sir Mix-a-Lot. Did he have the number one song in the country? How about Criss Cross? Or new artist Billy Ray Cyrus and Achy Breaky Heart. Was this the number one song in the country on this day in 1992?
Oh, boy, this one's tough. Because every time you play one, I say, oh, it's this one. And then you play another one, and I say, oh, no, it's this one. And then you got to Billy Ray Cyrus, and I was like, okay, no, it's one of the first three. But watch it be Billy Ray Cyrus. You know what? I feel like it's Jump by Criss Cross. I don't know why when I heard that one. Like, I want it to be Red Hot Chili Peppers, but I think it's Jump by Criss Cross. I really do. So I'm going to go with Jump.
I will tell you, all the songs are technically in the top 15.
Okay. Yeah, let's go with Jump, Criss Cross. Final answer.
The number one song on this day. Back in 1992, I will tell you, Billy Ray Cyrus was sitting at number 12.
Okay, okay.
The number one song in the country?
Yeah!
Criss Cross and Jump.
I didn't go with the heart this time.
That means we play it. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Okay, this morning we have Vegas-born trending. Of course, the Golden Knights are marching on. They won four straight over the President's Trophy, winning Colorado Avalanche 6-3 after falling behind 2-0 in the series. And they are the fourth team in the NHL history to win a best-of-seven series against the league's top-seeded club after dropping the first two games. Alex Pietrangelo scored his first goal of the postseason to break a tie late in the second period. Nick Holden, William Karlsson, Keegan Kolasar, William Carrier, and Max Pacioretty also scored for Vegas. And the team's now going to face the Montreal Canadiens. The Golden Knights are in the Final Four for the first time in the franchise's... franchise's four-year history. Game one is Monday night at the T-Mobile Arena at 6 p.m.
I think everyone still has the excitement carrying over from last night into today. Did you make a call or send a message to your sister and brother-in-law?
I did not, because I'm not that type of fan to rub it in. I'm not. I just left it alone. And I know she wouldn't have done that to me. If they would have won, she wouldn't. We just don't rub it in. And as a matter of fact, it was very sweet, because when I went to that game one that we lost 7-1 in Colorado with her, the Avalanche fan, she didn't rub it in at all. She's like, I'm so sorry you had to experience it that way. I'm so sorry.
Had to experience it that way. Yeah.
And she's like, are you okay? She's like, you know, your team wasn't that bad. Like, she's trying so hard. And I was like, it's fine. It's fine. And she's very sweet about it. So, no, I did not do that. Do you think I should?
Maybe after 24 hours, once the dust settles.
I don't want to.
Did the team make it back okay? I just want to make sure they have a good time in town. Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. That series really could have gone either way. I'm so glad it went the Golden Knights way. But yeah, that was quite the showing. And up next, Montreal. So that starts on Monday. Also trending this morning is Justin Bieber. He is coming to Las Vegas. He's doing a one-time only performance at Wynn's Encore Theater on July 9th. What a great venue to see him in. It's not gonna be too big. It's gonna be so good. July 9th. It's a rare chance to see him in this intimate venue. And tickets go on sale actually in less than an hour at 10 o'clock this morning at Ticketmaster.com. But from what I understand, when you hear him sing for his baby here on this station, you could win a pair of Winnem Before You Can Buy Him tickets. And also, from what I understand, that could be happening very soon. So I would just keep it here. I would not change the station.
There's no reason to change.
Mm-hmm. No. So keep listening for that.
Tickets are $150.
Yeah. So the phones are already ringing.
Yeah. It
hasn't
you guys,
happened yet. It
hasn't
happened
you know
yet.
It's coming up. 248 lines ringing right now. You guys
they heard that
excited.
Yummy. They heard the yummy. And it's like, no, we didn't say yummy. We said baby. You got to listen for the baby. And then finally this morning, Lorde is trending. As promised, she released new music. It came out last night. It's called Solar Power, her first bit of new music in like 4 years. So it was good to hear something new from her. The song came out temporarily yesterday on streaming services and it was yanked. It sounds like someone accidentally posted it a little too early. But here is what Solar Power sounds like.
Forget all of the tears that you've cried. It's
So there you go. This song features Phoebe Bridgers and Jack Antonoff. So new music from Lorde, and that is what's trending.
It's 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Phones are going crazy.
I know. I really like that song, too. Good morning, Mix. Who is this?
Shelly.
Shelly. Why, can we help you this morning? Did you hear some babies?
Yes, I did.
You did? And you're now caller 20. Congratulations!
Wow. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited.
You just won a pair of tickets to see Justin Bieber at the Encore Theater on July 9th. Win them before you can even buy these tickets. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
It's going to be a show. Shelly, I think we're all jealous of you right
yes.
now. Congratulations. Job well done. Yes, Mercedes said the tickets go on sale this morning at 10 a.m. Win Las Vegas box office or Ticketmaster.com. Shelly's all set with hers.
Oh, you know what? This isn't the end of the winning, though.
That's right.
We have another chance for you to win a pair of tickets. And it's very easy. All you got to do is go to the website, mix941.fm, and go to contest. And there you can register to win a pair of these tickets. I think it goes until Sunday that you have, right?
Yeah, Sunday night, yeah.
So make sure you get in on that. Again, if I didn't work here, I would be hot on that.
All right. Congratulations, Shelly, and good luck on the website entry. Everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.